to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 10, very familiar passage of Scripture. We like to read verses 38 through verse 42. Now it came to pass, as they, that would be Jesus and the apostles, went, that he entered, and more than likely they entered with him, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful or necessary, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." It's very important that we realize what occurs here is toward the end of Christ's earthly ministry. In the last 6 months, probably, of his earthly ministry. And at that stage of his ministry, the emphasis is more upon his teaching rather than his miracles. If you look at the first part of his ministry, in fact, most of his ministry, the emphasis was more on miracles. But toward the end, the emphasis is more upon teaching than miracles. So in this stage of his ministry, the gospel writers, inspired by the Holy Spirit, focus more on the content of his teaching. It was at this stage in his ministry that he emphasized to the 12 in order to prepare them for what was coming, the importance of living life serving him. That's where he, when he laid down the requirements of discipleship, was after he revealed to them that he was going to Jerusalem to be crucified. So he emphasized their separation unto him, living life with Christ being the preeminence and the priority and the emphasis of life. He's teaching these things to prepare them again for what is coming. He is about to leave. And what is recorded in these verses is, again, for the purpose of such teaching. In this passage, verses 38 through 42, there are three main characters, of course. There's Jesus. He's the teacher. There's Mary, or Martha, and Mary. They're the object of the lessons that are being taught. We know from John chapter 11 that Martha and Mary are our sisters. We know that they had a brother named Lazarus. We also learn from John 11 that they lived in Bethany, which was about 2 miles from Jerusalem. And we also read in John 11 that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. In other words, they were very special to him. And without a doubt, Martha and Mary and Lazarus loved Christ, and he was very special to them. The account begins here in verse 38 with Jesus entering a certain village that would be Bethany, and Martha received him into her house. Now, Jesus probably frequently visited the home of this family. But on this particular occasion, Luke records this visit, and he does so for our learning. And he takes us inside this house. And I believe that the apostles were present with Christ. That's why Luke gives an account of what happened. I picture Jesus, I picture Mary sitting at his feet, and I picture the apostles there as well. So Luke takes us inside this house and lets us see and hear what transpired in that house. And he does that for our learning. What Luke recorded, again, is for our benefit. It's for our instruction. It's for our admonition. It's also for our warning. It's a warning to all who would serve him. What took place in the house that day is a special lesson about service to the Lord. It's also a warning concerning a particular danger while serving the Lord. And that'll be our subject this evening, a danger in service to the Lord. Many do not see any dangers in serving the Lord, but there are some dangers that we must be aware of in serving the Lord. Sadly, most miss the point of this passage. And by so doing, they miss the main lesson. They miss the warning that is so clearly stated in these verses. So first of all, we want to consider this passage. We must be mindful of some things concerning both Martha and Mary. We have to keep these things in mind. Both Martha and Mary were converted. Both are saved individuals. Both love the Lord. Both believe Him. Both were faithful followers to Him. We can gather a lot of that from what is said in John chapter 11. They both had a proper attitude and spirit toward the Lord when Jesus arrived at the house that day. We read in verse 38 that Martha received him into her house. No doubt he was welcomed and embraced by both Martha and Mary. They were glad to see him. They had a right spirit about them concerning him. Without a doubt, Martha and Mary were excited that Jesus was there. Without a doubt, Martha and Mary both had a desire to honor him, and both considered it a great privilege to do so. And they both saw this as an opportunity to serve him. Martha saw it as a privilege and opportunity to prepare a meal for him. Mary saw it as a privilege and opportunity to sit at his feet and learn. Without a doubt, both Martha and Mary desired to honor Christ that day. And they both desired to serve him that day, and they did. They both served him that day. They both did something special that day. And they were both very earnest in what they did that day. We read that Mary sat at Jesus' feet, and we read concerning Martha that she had much serving. That is, she had a great deal of serving that day. She had a large amount of serving that day. And they both did these things with all their heart, and they both did them out of love for him and a desire to please him. We have to remember these things as we consider what we read here in these verses. And if we consider these things, keep these things in our mind, mostly concerning Martha, they will help us to grasp the gravity of the danger that is present here. So, though Martha and Mary had all these things in common, they had this desire to serve the Lord, we are called upon in verse 40 to notice that there was a difference. But Martha. That's a contrast. And we're called upon to observe that contrast. Though they had these things in common, it's very plain to see that Mary ended up enjoying the occasion more than Martha did. No doubt about that. Mary enjoyed the occasion more than Martha. Now, I believe that when Jesus came to the door that day, and it says that Martha received him into her house, that brought her great joy. When Jesus came to her house that day, she was excited to see them, to see him. But the result of their service had a different effect upon them individually. We also see that Christ would commend Mary, and he would rebuke Martha, but he did so very gently. He did so very sympathetically. So the result of their service, not only did it have a different effect upon them individually, it was viewed as different by Christ as well. So we want to consider the lessons and the danger that is seen in Martha and Mary. We see some lessons about service to the Lord. We see a warning concerning a danger. Again, we read concerning Mary in verse 39 that she sat at his feet and heard his word. And concerning Martha, we read this statement of fact. It just stated as a statement of fact, but Martha was cumbered about much serving. Statement of fact, Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Statement of fact, Martha was cumbered about much serving. We see Christ in his rebuke of Martha. He commended Mary. He said in verse 42, Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And then he sympathetically rebuked Martha in verse 41. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha. And again, I believe there's a great degree of sympathy in those words, Martha, Martha. He's viewing Martha mostly here as an object of pity. Martha, Martha. And he went on to rebuke her, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that. Mary hath chosen that good part. We see Martha here in verse 41 and 42. Again, she's being rebuked. Again, when reading the passage, we must not miss the point by misinterpreting the Lord's rebuke of Martha. And I believe most have. I believe most have misinterpreted the Lord's rebuke of Martha. it is important that we realize that Martha's problem was not much serving. That wasn't the problem. That's what many have made the problem to be, but that's not the problem. The Lord did not rebuke her for her much serving. The Lord rebuked her for being cumbered about much serving. So we have to understand what is being rebuked. That word cumbered means that Martha was pulled away. She was distracted. She was so overburdened as a result of being overoccupied. What was she overoccupied with? Much serving. Much serving. And this pulled her away from what? That which was needful. The one thing that was needful. Again, Jesus did not rebuke her for much serving. He rebuked the result of her being cumbered about much serving. Again, verse 40 is just a statement of fact. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. And then we see the actual rebuke in verse 41. And the rebuke, he is rebuking the result of her being cumbered about much serving. Notice verse 41 again. We see the actual rebuke. He says, "Thou art," that is right now, present tense, while she was busy with serving. That's important to remember. While she was busy with serving, "thou art careful." That is, you are worried and anxious. And you are troubled. You are alarmed. You are fearful. You're distressed. You're agitated. You're confused about many things. Again, what is said in verse 42 is part of the rebuke as well. But, in contrast to, but one thing, in contrast to the many things. "Thou art troubled about many things, but one thing," contrast to the many things, "is needful." One thing, Martha, is indispensable. One thing is all important. One thing is paramount. And Mary hath chosen that. And we could stop right there and you get the meaning. And Mary hath chosen that. What did Mary choose? The one thing that is needful. And Mary hath chosen that, and he goes on. Good part. It's good because it's the one thing that is needful. Suggesting with that, with those words, he is suggesting that Martha had missed out on what Mary had made her priority. And because Martha wanted the Lord to rebuke Mary, Jesus says, "which shall not be taken from her." So what Mary did was a blessing to her rather than a trouble to her. What Mary did was she kept Christ as the emphasis. And that is the one thing needful. That is that good part. He's not rebuking Martha because she was cooking a meal. She missed the emphasis. In serving the Lord, the danger that is so present is that we lose our focus upon Christ. One can continue to go through the motions of service and yet have lost their focus upon Christ. Martha was still serving. We see the danger is that we get so caught up in the details, and I have to stop right there, Not that the details aren't important, because I know some will say, oh, Brother Dan said details aren't important. It's not what I said, so I'm making a specific mention. Not that the details are not important. But the danger is that we get so caught up in the details that we forget who we're serving. That's a real danger. And it's a very prevalent danger. The danger is that the service takes priority over the one whom we're serving. That's a danger. That's a danger in all service to the Lord. The danger is that the service becomes the emphasis rather than the one whom we are serving. In this incident before us, Mary kept Christ as the emphasis. But Martha became so sidetracked, not that there was anything wrong with what she was doing, but she became so sidetracked with much serving that became the emphasis rather than Christ. That's why we have to constantly be reminded of Christ, because we are likely to forget who we are serving. Mary's full attention, as she sits there at His feet, was upon Jesus Christ. Martha, as the hours went on, her attention was less and less on Christ and more upon what needed to be done. Mary was completely focused upon Christ. Martha was focused more on the task at hand. That's a danger. Not that we shouldn't be focused on the task, but we can't be more focused on the task than we are who we're serving, Jesus Christ. Mary was completely enthralled, thoroughly impressed with Jesus Christ, while Martha was cumbered. She was pulled away. She was distracted from Him. And what is it that distracted her from Him? Much serving. Her serving. Her serving the Lord. Actually, she became so occupied with that it distracted her from Him. That's a danger. That's a very real danger. I dare say that that's very prevalent today in the Lord's churches. Mary is in awe of Him. She's completely taken up with His loveliness, completely taken up with His beauty. And Martha was in awe of what needed to be done. As Mary sat at Jesus' feet, she saw the one whom she loved. She saw the one who meant everything to her. Martha, she's scurrying about, and she lost sight of who she was serving. And as a result, all she could see was the service that needed to be done. Mary worshiped Christ that day. But Martha became so bogged down by her service that she didn't have time to worship. Mary sat at Jesus' feet, fully aware of His mercy, His grace, His salvation. Yet Martha was cumbered about much serving. The danger is that our service become a distraction from Him. No service to God should distract from the one we serve. And if it does, then we're not serving Him right. If we become more occupied with the service than the person, we're Martha. And we're missing. We're missing something. What Mary did brought her closer to Christ. She sat at Jesus' feet. All service to the Lord should bring us closer to Christ. If in our service we are not drawing closer to Christ, we're not doing it right. Something's wrong. All service to the Lord should draw us closer to Christ. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. We must beware of service pulling us away from Christ. You mean it's possible to serve the Lord and yet be getting further from Christ? It's very possible. It's not only possible, if you're not careful, it's likely. You get caught up with the service, and if you stop and look, you're further from Christ than you were when you began. That's a great danger. And the devil uses our service to fool us. Oh, you can't be far from Christ. You're serving Him. But she was cumbered. She was distracted and pulled away about much serving. Again, in the context, what was she pulled away from? The one thing needful, which is Christ. What Mary did deepened her relationship with Christ. She sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. All service to the Lord should deepen our relationship with the Lord. You mean it's possible to serve the Lord and not have a meaningful relationship with Him? Very possible. Again, not only possible, but if you're not careful, it's likely. What Mary did deepened her relationship to the Lord. All service to the Lord should deepen our relationship with Him. But Martha allowed herself to become more engaged with service than Him. She's more engaged in her service than she is with Jesus Christ. So in all service to the Lord, beware of being more engaged to the service than we are with Him. What Mary did also led to a deeper understanding and a greater appreciation of the truths of the Lord. For she not only sat at Jesus' feet, but it says that she heard His word. And all service to God should give us a deeper understanding, a greater appreciation. There are people who can say, I've served the Lord for however many years, decades. But listen to them. They don't know any more than they did when they started. In all their service, their understanding has not grown. Their appreciation for the Lord has not grown. But what Mary did gave her a deeper understanding, gave her a greater appreciation of the truths of the Lord, which would only lead to more enjoyable service. But Martha, she allowed her concern about dishes and food and all the preparations. Again, Jesus is not rebuking the dishes, the food, and the preparation. That's not what's being rebuked here. For those who say Martha was wrong in what she was doing, that's not true. Jesus did not rebuke her much serving. What he rebuked was that she became troubled and agitated because she forgot the main thing. She forgot who she was serving. So Martha allowed her concerns about dishes and food and preparations distract her and pull her away from listening or hearing his word. Beware of becoming so caught up in the service that your appreciation for him does not grow. I mean, you can serve the Lord, you can go, you can do all these things and have no more appreciation for the Lord than when you begun. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with that kind of service. Now, this kind of message offends a lot of people. It only offends one kind of person, Martha. It's the only one it offends. What Mary did was of spiritual benefit to her. Jesus, in his rebuke of Martha, said of Mary, "Mary hath chosen that good part." Mary hath chosen that good portion. That is, Mary has chosen that which is good for her soul. So what Mary did was good. It was beneficial and advantageous for her soul. And all service to the Lord should be good for our soul. If it's not good for our soul, we're doing it wrong. If it's not beneficial to our soul, we're doing it wrong. Again, what's being rebuked here is not the dishes and the food and the preparation. Martha could have done that and benefited her soul. But she became overoccupied with those things to the degree that Christ was no longer the emphasis. Now, I believe when Christ came to the door that day, that in Martha's heart, he was the emphasis. Jesus is here. But if we're not careful, in your service, you become distracted. Most of God's people don't think of service that way. And the devil doesn't want us to. Because again, the devil has many deceived. I'm serving the Lord. I must be right with God. I must be close to the Lord. No, you can serve the Lord and not be close at all. In fact, you can be getting further from him. All service to the Lord should be of spiritual benefit to us. If it isn't, then we're not doing it right. But Martha, while she was serving, was pulled away from that which would benefit her the most. So it is possible that while serving him, that we're not spiritually benefited. Beware of losing that which is truly beneficial to your soul while serving him. What Mary did filled her with reverence, filled her with adoration and gratitude. As she sits there at his feet, she has adoration, she has gratitude, she has reverence. The thanksgiving that filled her heart. There was praise, there was faith, there was hope. And in our service to the Lord, all of these things, reverence, worship, adoration, gratitude, thanksgiving, praise, and hope ought to be increasing. While we're serving God, those things ought to be increasing. But we read, But Martha was an object of pity in her service. Again, hear Christ as he says there in verse 41, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. The many things has reference to what she was doing that day. And it wasn't the many things that he was rebuking. It was the fact that she had become careful and troubled by these things. So we have to beware of becoming busy and failing to worship Him. Because when service ceases to be worship, something is wrong. If we're not worshiping Him while we're serving, if we're not worshiping Him in our service, then something's wrong. Service is a form of worship. Martha was not worshiping Christ at this point. I believe she started out that way. But she becomes overoccupied. And there's Mary worshiping, but Martha. What Mary did gave her peace. She sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. And that filled her heart with peace. That gave her a strength. That gave her comfort. That gave her some spiritual direction. In all service to the Lord, we ought to find peace and strength and comfort and direction. We ought to find that in all service to God. But Martha, you read the account here, verse 40 in particular. Does it sound like Martha had peace? Listen to her in verse 40. She came to Him and said, "Lord, dost Thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me." She doesn't have any peace. There's no comfort. But she became more and more, as she became more and more engaged with dishes and food, she became less engaged with Him. And the more less engaged she was with Him, the more she lost peace and strength and comfort. Beware of service that takes away these things. That takes away your peace. That takes away your service. That takes away your strength and takes away your comfort. Beware of such service. What Mary did caused her to be happy and content and gave her greater enjoyment of Christ. Mary sat at Jesus' feet and all the happiness that filled her soul, all the contentment that filled her soul, she was enjoying Jesus Christ. And all service to the Lord ought to be in enjoying Jesus Christ. If at any point in our service we cease enjoying Jesus Christ, we need to stop right there because it's wrong. And we need to get it right. All service to the Lord ought to be enjoying Jesus Christ. Mary was enjoying Christ. Look around today. There are those who are serving God, and it would be quite a stretch to say that they are enjoying Jesus Christ. They're not. They're not. That's the danger. But Mary was fully enjoying Christ, but Martha, the privilege and opportunity that was hers when Christ came into her house. Listen to her in verse 40. That privilege and opportunity has now become a weight. She hath left me to serve alone. That's a weight. There's no enjoyment there. Something's wrong with that kind of service. Beware of any service to the Lord that becomes a burdensome weight. Did Christ come to the house of Martha that day to be a burdensome weight to her? No. And when Mary received him into her house, was he a burdensome weight to her at that moment? No. But as the day wore on, and as she became more occupied with the dishes and the food and the preparation, Christ in her home became a weight to her. Became a weight. How sad. And that's why she's viewed here as an object of pity. Martha, Martha, thou art troubled. Thou art careful and troubled about many things. I don't believe that Mary even noticed Martha scurrying about the house. And I think that's one of the things that agitated Martha. Mary didn't even notice, because Mary's full attention was upon Christ. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. And as a result, she became careful and troubled about many things. That is, the many things that she had to do. And she began to watch. And she began to see what Mary was doing. Her eye is no longer on Christ. Her eye's on Mary. And she's getting agitated. She goes into the kitchen, she comes back out, walks by, and there's Mary sitting at the feet of Christ. And oh, it just gets getting on her last nerve. And every time she walks by, she didn't see Christ. That wasn't her first focus. Mary. Mary. And she began to notice what Mary was doing. And then she got caught up in thinking, I'm doing more than Mary. I'm doing more than Mary. She goes back into the kitchen, perhaps, or another room, and maybe she thinks, well, maybe when I come out, Mary will be dusting or doing something. There she is. I'm doing more than Mary. She doesn't care about anything. Martha got caught up in the thinking that she was doing more than her share. Notice that's what it says here in verse 40, my sister hath left me to serve alone. I'm doing more than my share. How pitiful. When we serve God, we think that we're doing more than our share in serving the Lord. That's pitiful. That's sinful thinking. That will take all joy out of service. But that's where Martha was. I'm doing more than my share. And she began to begrudge Mary. She told the Lord to rebuke her. And she began to murmur. And she began to complain. One who serves the Lord and their attention is upon the one that they are serving will never murmur and complain. Never. It's when we get our attention off of the one we're serving that we begin to murmur. We begin to complain. How sad to murmur and complain serving God. What a privilege and opportunity to serve the Lord. And yet Martha is murmuring. Again, I'm sure that she started out enjoying the work, but somewhere along the line, the joy began to be replaced with irritation. There's a lot of God's people that are very irritable. in their so-called service to the Lord. Martha became, her joy was replaced with irritation. And every time she walked through that room and saw Mary, the more agitated she got. And misery began to fill her life. Instead of seeing Jesus, she began to think of how much more she had to do and how much she was doing and how little Mary seemed to be doing. If service to God becomes an irritation, you're not doing it right. You've lost sight of Jesus Christ. Even if people become an irritation, you've lost sight of Christ. You've got your eyes more on people than you do Christ. People will irritate you to death. She was beginning to keep score. When you begin to keep score in service to the Lord, you're not doing it right. My sister has left me alone to serve. She's keeping score. Lord, bid her to help me. I'm doing more than she is. Keeping score. As we've said many times, people that keep score, they never keep it right. She continued to serve, but she's getting more and more irritated, more and more frustrated. And though she continued to serve, her spirit is wrong, her attitude is wrong, and her service has become a bother. Her service has become burdensome. How sad when the service of God becomes a bother. When the service of God becomes a weight. Beware of serving the Lord in a wrong spirit, in a wrong attitude. Again, it is important to remember that Martha's fault was not that she was preparing a meal, not that she was doing the dishes, making the preparations. That wasn't her fault. That was a service. That was a service to the Lord. Her fault was not that she had much serving, because we can't do too much. We all ought to do more. And we ought to do all that we can. She was not at fault in preparing a feast for the Master. He needed to eat. That wasn't her fault. Her fault was she became cumbered. She became distracted with much serving. Her service distracted her from whom she was serving. And that was what was wrong. And that is the danger today. Her fault was that she allowed her service to pull her away and to distract her from the one she was to be focused upon. She allowed the busyness of serving the Lord to overshadow Jesus Christ. Beware of allowing the busyness to overshadow the one we're serving. This is a great danger. You see, the many things that she had to do that day to make the meal began to monopolize her attention. You see, Martha's fault was that she did not keep the main thing the main thing. And it was her service that distracted her. The result was that though she continued to serve, it was a great stress to her. rather than a blessing. It's just like you have people over to your house, you're having company, and you get so stressed about having them over that you miss the blessing of having them. That's what happened here. She got so stressed about making the preparations that she missed the blessing of Christ being in her house. And that happens. That happens often. This caused Martha to be angry. Again, read verse 40. Martha's angry. There's a lot of angry servants of the Lord. It caused Martha to find fault with Mary. A lot of people find fault with everybody. It caused Martha to even question God's care. Again, verse 40. Dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? She's questioning God's care. That's what happens when you get distracted from the Lord. It also caused her great trouble of spirit. The lesson in all this is keep Christ the priority in all service. He must be the priority. No amount of service will make up for loss of fellowship. And I believe there's people that do that. They're out of fellowship with God, I'll just serve Him more. That won't replace fellowship with the Lord. That won't restore a relationship with God. That makes you an object of pity. Martha, Martha, art careful and troubled about many things. In all service to God, there ought to be fellowship with the Lord. How wonderful to serve the Lord, fellowshipping with Him. That is, He's right beside us and we're just working together. That's wonderful. But how sad when one serves alone, out of fellowship with God. Be not deceived in this matter. Christ never asks us to be so busy that it leaves no time to sit at His feet. In fact, in all service, perhaps not physically, we ought to be sitting at His feet. In closing, if we turn over to John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom He raised from the dead. There, they made Him a supper, and Martha served, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with Him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped His feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. What I want to notice is verse 2, and Martha served. I heard a message not too long ago, and the preacher said, there she is again. She hasn't learned a thing since Luke chapter 10. I don't believe that's the case at all. Martha served. There wasn't anything wrong with her serving. There wasn't anything wrong with her serving back in Luke chapter 10. That's not what she was being rebuked for. But I believe here in John 12, Martha served. She's still got the dishes, still making the preparation. But she had a completely different spirit this time. Lord didn't rebuke her here. Why didn't the Lord rebuke her? She didn't need it. She had her mind, she was serving, but she had her mind upon Christ. To say, there's Martha again, serving. You see, you miss the whole point of Luke chapter 10. You think that she was rebuked for serving. That's not what she was rebuked for. She was rebuked because her service distracted her from the Lord. I believe Martha was as happy as can be in John chapter 12. Martha didn't find any fault with what Mary was doing. Didn't matter. Martha was serving, and she had her eyes upon Jesus Christ. I believe when you get to John chapter 12, Martha has learned the lesson of true service to the Lord. Our service should not be a weight. It should not be an irritation. Serving God should not be an irritation. It should not be a misery. And if it is, you can say, well, it is because of so-and-so. No, no. Don't even go there. It is because you're doing it wrong. Anytime service to God becomes an irritation, it's because I've lost sight of Jesus Christ. Do I get irritated in serving the Lord? Yes, I do. You know why? Because I lose sight of Jesus Christ. Get my eye on an individual, and that'll irritate you to no end. True service is a joy. When we keep in mind who it is we're serving, that's why we're told over and over, we're told in Hebrews 12, look unto Jesus, look unto Jesus, look unto Jesus. And all are serving, look unto Jesus. If you get tempted to look at someone else, look unto Jesus. If you get tempted to look at yourself, and I'm doing so much more than everybody else, look unto Jesus. I'm doing this, and why aren't they doing this? Look unto Jesus. That you need to do that. Because you're going down a bad road. And before long, you walk on that road long enough, you've been on it for a decade. And service to God is miserable. And that's why there's so many miserable Christians today. Because they're not doing it right. They're going through all the service. Some of the most miserable people on planet Earth today are God's people. Serving the Lord. Complaining all the way. God help us to enjoy Jesus Christ while serving Him. Brother Jim, if you'd come and lead us verse song.